All right, welcome back to the Beanie Boys podcast. I'm Jake.
And I'm Brian.
I almost forgot.
I almost forgot my name.
It's a Friday.
Switch up the order. We'll introduce each other next time.
Okay, that sounds good. How's it going, everybody? Thanks for tuning back in to the Beanie Boys podcast. This is episode 4 of season 3. We're back at it, crushing it, I'd say.
I'd say the same. We always do the same disgusting shot every time we start this. We get a
Glenlivet's 12 year. Cheers.
Friday. Got it every time. Half or full? Oh, you're doing full.
Yeah, I went for it. I think it's better just to get it done.
I disagree.
Well, it's a beautiful sunny day outside, which is fantastic. I'd say I'm ready for this weather and all the things that come with it.
Yeah, I started sweating today. That was pretty fun. I was telling Jake earlier, I sweat on the weirdest stuff. I literally took Loki out. It was like 75, and it was like sunny out, but I was like, why am I wet? Like, this is not fair.
Yeah.
But then if I like work out or if I don't take a shower for a few days, I'm fine. So yeah. I think I should just stop showering in general, because when I shower, I sweat. Doesn't make any sense.
Right.
I don't get it. Don't understand. Puberty, it never ends. I swear to God, dude. I can't wear gray anymore. I was super bummed about that. That's been like 5 years. Light gray?
Yeah,
don't think
that color
so.
To wear. And me and Allie did and Taryn actually did a little 5K last night, and I was pretty drenched after, and I was like, oh. It was like a short run.
You need like an extra shirt in your trunk.
Yeah.
Or like you need like a towel. I remember I used to do that like in the bathrooms where I would just get like a piece of like toilet paper and just pat me down. Yeah. And I'm like, what is going on?
I used to wear two shirts in high school.
The double shirts, yeah. Two different two tones.
Either like a tank top underneath. So I got like a plain white t-shirt, like a plain jeans.
Like the wife beaters. Do they still call them that?
I don't think so.
You can't say that, but like everyone knows what it is.
Right. It's like the ribbed ones. But I wore those for a little bit, and then I switched over just to like plain Hanes. Then I cut the sleeves off.
Cut the sleeves off of your Hanes?
Of like, yeah, the undershirts, because you don't want to wear two sleeves.
Oh, I used to wear undershirts all the time too.
Yeah.
And like now I'm like, I don't even want to wear the layer that I'm wearing. Yeah, like if I'm wearing a button up, I'm like all the way buttoned.
Yeah.
Buttoned up.
I feel like I wore two layers to like mitigate the sweat. I just sweat more because I was wearing two t-shirts.
Yeah, I think, when you're, like, 13 or, like, in high school, you don't really, like, you sweat, but, like, you sweat in, like, uncomfortable stages. But then also...
Because you're nervous.
Yeah, but now I'm going to be 34, and I just sweat, like, waiting for the bus. And it doesn't make any sense, and I'm, like, mad about it. But I'm like, don't look at my stains. I have to wear, like, black shirt. I have to wear dark clothes all the time
now. In summertime.
Yeah, in the summertime. Like, I can't wear any certain colors, like, anything light. Like, I can wear white t-shirts, but, like, anything color that has, like, some pits, I don't want to raise my hands or, like, do any of that. But I'm like, I know, I've seen, you know, you go in public and you see people and you're like, ooh, you can't pull that color. Like, light blue?
Oh, yeah, that turns into a dark blue very fast.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't do that. But, like, yeah, it's getting warm. But then also we looked at Google.
You said it was thunderstorms tonight?
Possible thunderstorms. Oh, no, it went away.
Oh, wait.
You know, this is classic Portland.
Yeah, five minutes in it, and they're like, oh, yeah, we just changed our mind, actually. So.
Yeah, you know what? It's Portland, so tomorrow it's going to snow, and then it's going to rain, and then it'll be hot for, like, 3 days.
When you were in high school, did you wear jeans in summertime?
So I didn't start wearing shorts until, like, 3 years ago. Like, I legit did not wear shorts because I have, like, skinny chicken legs that are, like, really hairy and weird. And then I was like, I'm nervous. And then so, like, summertime, like, when I lived in San Jose, it was, like, hot. Like, hot, dry. It's, like, kind of like Sacramento, but I feel like Sacramento, Roseland.
At least like, you still have, like, the coastal temperature sometimes.
You would escape. We would go to San Francisco or we'd go to Santa Cruz, and it would be, like, cooler, like, 10 degrees cooler, but I would still wear pants, which I shouldn't. But I would just wear pants all the time and be like, I don't want to show off my legs. I think it was like a skater thing, but also it might have been like just insecurity.
Well, if you're skating too, then you have like stronger legs, I would assume.
Well, no, the thing is too, is like we would skate in the summertime and it would be, we didn't want to hit, like get shins, like shinners. Like when the board hits your shins without like pants, we're like, oh, it's going to protect us. And like it kind
of
did.
It's like a little bit of denim, but like not very much.
You would still get it. Dude, I would wear like cords. I would wear like ridiculous stuff. Ooh. I would be like a stupid like TikToker these days when they're wearing like sweatshirts and stuff.
Yeah.
Like you ever see the like teenagers now? They have like sweatshirts straight up like in the summertime.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like long ass hair. And I'm like, you're dumb, dude. Yeah. Like now I know I'm old.
Strip down like a layer. So
I straight
like,
up said those TikToks. Like I feel like those I'm an old man, dude. I'm like, oh, I'm literally the guy from Up.
Did you ever have TikTok? Or did you ever try it out?
I think I tried it out. Like I feel like I would like it. Like I feel like because you just go through like the algorithm of like stuff that you, like I think I downloaded it once because like someone would always send me videos and I'm like, I can't watch it. And then like I would just like, I kind of like checked it out once.
They force
you
to.
I feel like it'd be too dangerous for me. I feel like I would really enjoy it because it's like really stupid.
Yeah. When I had it, I would scroll through like for a while. Like, oh, I need to get off. But my favorite thing was to find people live. And you just like look at what they're doing. Sometimes they're doing something fun. Like they're making some art or like they're like doing like some like wood burning or like or painting or like music. It's like, oh, cool. I'll check it out. See if this person's good. And sometimes it's just someone sitting in their room, like not even paying attention to the camera. I'm like, this seems a like lot. A security camera.
Yeah, like it's like you left your like window open on FaceTime. And you're like, oh, the green dot's open.
Yeah, I'm
and
like,
you're like,
oh,
what? There was this app that Logan was telling me about, and it's like, I forgot what it was called. I'll ask him later. But like, it was like one of those where it's like the opposite of social media. Cause like, you know, social media, everyone's just posting like, hey, my life is better than yours.
Yeah. Yeah. You're supposed to post the best of.
Yeah. It's hits. People doing basic stuff, like going to the store and like going to the grocery store and like videos like that. And I'm like,
but dude. Someone's videotaping them?
No, like they're just doing it themselves. Like, hey, busy Saturday. And they're like folding chairs or something, like doing something really stupid.
Oh, they're putting
like,
the chairs up at church.
It's the opposite of social media, like, and I'm like, that's too real though.
Yeah,
like, I think I've like I get enough boring parts of my life where I do that all
the
time.
I'm gonna watch like social, like that on social media. I'll just, you know, I should just throw my phone away at that point.
Yeah, I feel like with that though, with that app, I think it's funny because I'm like, oh, there are real people. Like it's like showing people like being like
they're doing like regular things
every
and, like,
day.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I wouldn't want someone to film me doing that. Like, hey, I'm clipping my toenails again. Classic Tuesdays, you know? Like,
I mean, I'm sure there's someone doing it on TikTok Live, and they're getting paid for it.
So. Yeah, but I mean, you're just like a content creator now. Like, that's a job now. Like,
you gotta be extra.
Get a real fucking job, you know? Like, but we have, like, stuff to look forward to. It's gonna be... So, in Portland, we have certain months where we have... Oh, I'm sorry, certain weeks... And when I first moved here, I was blown away by this. And each year, it gets kind of worse and worse. But there's still, like, some hope in the weeks. So they have, like, people, like, restaurants. It's usually bars. But it's, like, people that get together and they have, like, sandwich week. They have...
Wing week.
Wing week, pizza week.
Burger week.
Burger week. And then I think that's all the weeks, right?
There used to be a nacho week.
Oh, I think there... Yeah, there was nachos. And so basically what it is all these like random, there's always like a few restaurants that do the, like they're always in it like every year. And then like, it's kind of cool because it's like, you never really go to these spots because like they're very specific. Like sometimes they're like, oh, it's like a crazy sandwich or a crazy pizza. And you're like, I gotta check this out because you can get slices. But I feel like I've been to so many of them and like, I feel like the last few years I've been just like, nah, not interested.
Maybe I'll hit one.
Yeah, I'm like, before it was like, I remember Aaron and I went to like three in one day.
Yeah.
And we got burgers.
Yeah, I feel like I've done that with burgers and then pizza as well.
Yeah, I didn't split it. We got legit like eight burgers, like full burgers, and we would go to another spot and like, let's try this one. I'm like, so I learned over the years to like, go with someone, split it, yeah. Like, let's go hit up multiple
or
spots.
Or pick your favorite, like, three or four.
Yeah.
And, like, spread out over the entire week.
But now I'm lucky enough to get, like, one per week because, like, they are, like, a lot busier. Like, obviously, like, on the website it says, like, you know, tip them. And you do.
Right,
because
they make it so cheap.
Because it's like a Starbucks frappy hour where it's like, oh, man, this is going to suck. Like
they're working their ass off. You deserve to tip them, like, pretty much, you know, like, the same, if not... almost the same of what they're charging for it too. Like let's say it's $5 burgers, you should probably tip them $5 for a burger, because a burger is usually like $12.
So. Yeah, it's definitely one of those where it's like, hey, like, they're working their ass off, they're busy all day.
Yeah,
but then like,
I think bringing them good business though. It's like maybe you will go to a place and you're like, oh, I've never been here before, and this place is really sick. I want to come back here. So
I think a lot of them though, I'll look at like, because there's like literally a map, and it'll say like where you can go, mm-hmm. and like a lot of them, I'm like, that's too far. Like, that's stupid. Right. Like, I'm not going to travel 30 minutes for this $3 burger. Yeah. Like, it better be good. You know, I'm going to be, like, upset.
Right, if it's not good. Yeah.
But, like, I feel like a lot of them, like, this week's coming up. It's, like, June 5th or something. And I'm literally, like, just looking through the menu right now. And I'm like, there's a few. I'm really hungry, too.
For
there's
sandwich
like,
week?
Yeah, there's, like, a few that I'm like, oh, I'll check this out. But I'm not even, like, looking at, like, where they are. I'm kind of just, like, looking at the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like a lot of places that like are like brand new, but like a lot of them are like bars too that you're like, right. I didn't even know you guys had this food.
Yeah, I saw, well, they also have like a, oh, does this have a vegan or a vegetarian option, which is kind of cool. So you can like, oh, go, I'll actually check this one out, so don't eat meat. Or this one, you know, has an option for anybody. So
I mean, it's kind of nice. Cool, because it kind of gives you like a breakdown of like, hey, like, there's, like, also, like, a limit. Like, mm-hmm. it would either be for, like, pizza week, it was, like, slices, or they'll tell you it's, like, a straight-up
$20
pie.
Full pie, yeah.
And, like, I remember one week for pizza week, I went way too hard. Like, I think I went to, like, 5 places, like, in a week. Because I was just, like, I want to try all of them.
Yeah.
Because they all sounded good, and this is, like, a few years ago. So I was, like, oh, okay. Like, I think, like, during 2020 they had it, and it was, like, only, like, takeaway. And I was just, right. like, oh, that was when we were, like, I'll go to, like, all these random businesses that need our
They're
help
like,
kind of thing.
Support your local businesses.
But then they also had, like, crazier ones. Like, a lot of them were, like, I think for Burger Week, there was, like, one where it was, like, an Impossible Big Mac, and it was just, like,
oh, yeah. Meh.
Like, it was all right. Mm-hmm. But then there was one where me and Aaron went to, and it was at Home a Bar. And then I remember it was,
my
like...
House.
What?
It's a rub in my house.
Yeah. And we went to there, and it was, like, this, like, weird, like, pizza burger. It was like marinara and had like salami on it, and it was like, me and Aaron were like talking about it, like, dude, that hit so hard. And we're like, should we go back?
It's like a place you wouldn't expect it to be.
Yeah, but then also it's like, you wouldn't be like, hey, can you make that burger of the week again? Yeah, that was really good. That's the reason why I wanted to come back here.
Put it on the menu forever, actually.
Yeah, I'm like, you know what, I think that'll be a good idea. There's always that one spot, the Danwig one, where it's like right across the street from the Slammer Tavern.
Right, yeah.
And I've actually never been there, but they
they're
always
on it on like multiple weeks. I feel like
every
they do
year.
Like sandwiches, burgers, like wing week.
Maybe they just have the money, or maybe they just like, hey, we need the place. But like the funny thing is, I've never tried it, because all their stuff is like really basic though. And I'm like, I'll skip. Like,
they never have a vegan version, so I haven't tried it yet, but
I'm curious about that spot.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's something to definitely look forward to. We're getting warmer weather, so like we can be outside, more patio friendly. I'm embracing the sweat, you know, just everyone's sweaty.
Get outside. We went outside last weekend and it wasn't terrible, but it was like windy and cloudy.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing though here with Portland is like right when the sun comes out, I feel like Portlanders just don't know. We just don't know how to drive whenever. You know, like if it's raining,
anytime.
Which is 90% of the year, or if it's sunny, we don't know how to drive. But like, I feel like right when the sun comes out, that's when you see it's literally sun's out, buns out. Like you'll see people. It was like 65 degrees, and it was like windy and like cold. And I'll see someone wearing like socks and sandals.
Damn, it was wild.
Yeah, you should be arrested for that. But like, you should.
Was that me? I was wearing socks and sandals.
You
last
were wearing
weekend.
Socks and sandals, and I was like, I don't know this guy. But like, they'll wear like short sleeves, and I'm like, it's still cold out, dude.
Yeah.
Like, people don't know how to react to like warm weather here because it's so rare.
Yeah. You gotta put that sunscreen on, but also have a spare jacket in the car just in case.
Well, this is like, like San Francisco days where, like, you always have the backpack and you're like, hey, it's nice now, but, like, you just wait, like, an hour or you
just
go.
You'd be wishing you were already home.
You go, like, 4 streets down this way and it's cold and you're like, all right, yeah, I feel like I'm always, like, way too prepared now for it being cold. I'm like, you should pack a sweater. Like, I'm just an old person now.
Yeah.
But, like, literally, I'm like, oh, well, I packed accordingly.
But I have a backup.
Yeah, like, I don't want to be cold later because I'm going to be miserable. Like,
right.
If I'm going to be hanging out for a while and then, like, I don't have a jacket for later,
No.
Maybe. I guess I'll just buy one.
Yeah, I'll just buy one, dude.
It's stupid now, but like, you know, I'd just rather be comfortable.
Right.
Wow, I'm old.
Yeah. And we're getting old.
We're getting up there.
Yeah. I made an adult purchase a week ago. I bought a car. Which
So I buy a car, then someone just buys a car out of nowhere? Okay. Well, we reppin' CarMax.
Yeah, you know? we went to CarMax and sold my Element, which, man, that thing put in some work for me. Like, it was a great car, took me lots of places, weathered through
how many
the storm.
Owners was it before?
It was two before. So my sister had it, and then it was passed down from my grandma's brother. So it was all in the family, which is why it only had 110,000 miles on it. But when Molly moved to downtown Portland, she was like, I don't want to deal with parking down here. You can just have it for a decent price. And thanks to her, she gave me a great price on it. And I was able to sell it for a good amount to CarMax and bought a Mazda CX-5, which feels like an adult purchase. It's like a SUV style, it's, you know, it's the zoom, zoom, zoom. So it's got some speed on it. And it feels good. Yeah, I like it. I even got the tinted windows this week.
Yeah, I didn't, when he told me about that, I was like, dude, I remember like when I was like 18, 19, where people were getting their tinted windows.
Yeah.
I feel like that was like a phase.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I haven't heard anyone say that phrase in a really long time.
I never thought I would do it, but Justin said that he did it for his car, and it protects you from UV rays, and it like keeps the temperature inside the car cooler. I was like, that sounds kind of nice, because my Element had no AC, and in the summertime it was just like driving on the highway for an hour, windows down, sweating.
Yeah, it was this hot air blowing at you.
Yeah, there's no way to
like,
escape.
Yeah, and you're like, you know what, this is gonna be great, and then like you just drive with the windows down, and you're going like 40 and you're like, what? Like, you're like literally yelling at someone in the car. You can't have conversations.
The music is all the way up to be able to hear it. And so now I'm like, okay, I can have the windows up, have the AC on, because it has AC, and the tinted windows are keeping it cool in there. I'm like, I'm living in luxury now.
Yeah, now you need to get like one of those like sunshades. Those are like, those work wonders.
Yeah, you or when you're those. Parked somewhere.
Well, I mean, like, for, you know, Portland summers, like, we get it pretty bad here. Like, it's just, like, 3 months of this, like, the first, like, week, you're like, yeah, summer. And, like, you go do your own thing, be in the sun, you get toasty. And then, like, towards the middle of it, you're like, it's been, like, a month and a half. And you're like, is this over yet? And then, like,
you got that burn.
You get the burn. The first and then burn it later. Starts raining out of nowhere in June. And then, that's, like, we use that for, because we have leather seats. So, like, it gets really, really toasty
sticky
in the car.
Yeah, I don't want to be sweating on leather seats.
Yeah, but I'm already sweaty. I'm a sweaty Betty. So, like, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But I feel like you should definitely invest in, like, sunshades. Like, I just get stuff for my car now. And
right.
I'm like, that's something
I was just searching, like, accessories for my car. And I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah, no, welcome to your 30s.
You can do, like, LED lights for
the
car.
It's going to get way more detailed and the stupid. You're going to buy the dumbest stuff.
I'm buying car mats. Well, that's, like, a necessary thing.
No,
for, like,
dude. WeatherTech, bro.
Yeah, WeatherTech.
WeatherTech is so dope because I'm just telling you right now, it was funny because Gabe's parents got WeatherTech and they would not stop talking about it. And I, like, Mark told me to get it. Like, Mark has this, he has a Honda Fit as well. And I remember the first thing is I got into his car and I'm like, yo, these mats are dope. Like, where'd you get them? And he's like, they're WeatherTech and they're, like, specific for your car.
Yeah.
So, like, they have, like
snap
the
in.
Exact, like, imprint. So it's like, it fits perfectly.
Right.
And then, like, if you, you know, it rains here all the time. So, like, I might as well get good mats.
Yeah, we go hiking. It's going to be muddy in there.
What am I going to just get some from AutoZone or something for, like, $50 and they're just garbage?
Yeah.
Like, I got some for the Yaris and I remember, like, they didn't fit in the car. So I had to, like, cut them with scissors.
Yeah.
And I was like, this works. And it was like literally the gas pedal and like the brake and
right,
stuff.
You want to have that stuck underneath the gas pedal.
Yeah, I'm like, I want to use these things, you know?
Yeah, I bought some of those ones like DIY trim yourself and I put them in and I was like, yeah, no, I'm sending this back. I want like fitted ones.
Nah, dude, like they're expensive, but I feel like it's worth it because like we haven't even got like rain yet, but like it's been super nice. And then, like, we have, like, there's one for, like, the trunk, but that one's going to be, like, an extra $100. And, but we already had one for the trunk. So I'm like, I'll use this for now.
Right.
You know, I thought it was going to be, like, some, like, cloth or something, but it's, like, actual, like, matte, like, rubber.
That does the job.
But I feel like, I mean, once you get older, dude, you just got to, like, pay for the fucking the quality.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, now this is an investment. The car's an investment. It's going to last me 10 years. Or we'll sell it to upgrade in 6 years, you know. So I think it's a good purchase. And I don't want to have it all, like, beat up at that point. So
yeah, I mean, like, we're getting older. So, like, obviously we want to, like, take care of our things. But, like, I've always been like that where I'm like, except for the truck, that thing was a piece of garbage, and I didn't even know how. That was running on fumes.
Yeah.
Like, legit fumes. And welcome back from halftime. As you know, that's Jake.
I'm Jake. That's Brian.
You're supposed to introduce me. That's how it works, but it's fine. We're going to do our Beanie Boys Portland review, and today we're doing the buy-and-buy.
The buy-and-buy in Northeast Portland. If you're looking for somewhere to go, check us out. We'll be reviewing a bunch of spots in Portland. And if you want to suggest something, please comment on our Instagram or something like that. But yeah, so the Buy and Buy is on Alberta Street. And, you know, it's a part of a chain, not chain, but like a collective of bars.
It's like a sister? Like, no, I think it's
Sisterhood of the Traveling Bars.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants 3. there's like a few other bars. They're also Sweet Hereafter.
Victoria. Thunderbird.
I think it's just like a collection of vegan restaurants,
well,
bars.
Some of them aren't all, though, because Victoria is half and half, and Thunderbird too.
Oh, okay.
So, but Buy and Buy is completely vegan.
I feel like we go there multiple times a month. Like, I definitely feel like it's, you got to hit it up a few times. And I always recommend it to people too, especially if, like, they're always asking, like, where should I go for, like, a patio, or, like, where should I go for, like, good vegan food? And I feel like that spot's always pretty good with all of the above.
They have a very big patio out front. They took over their parking lot and just turned it into a full-on patio.
Was that was a parking lot before? Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. That was a long time ago. There was like 5 spots or something.
Yeah, they had like a small little courtyard, but now it's a full thing, and they have the back patio.
I always forget about the back patio,
which is like surrounded by bamboo. It's kind of like a transport you to a different place.
I feel like everyone forgets about the back because I'm always just like, oh, if like the front's always packed, then it's like, okay, I guess we'll go inside.
Right.
And like, no, don't forget about the back patio.
Even inside's like, big too. Yeah, it's a lot of space.
It's a big spatial one. It's definitely a classic Portland feel of like, especially Portland summer is we have this like weird thing that like every place has this like swinging garage door open thing. And then that's
open
just, like,
concept, open air concept.
Yeah. It's like a garage door, but like with windows, and it's like, hey, it's summer. And then like just let in the air or whatever. Yeah. But I feel like that spot's always, it's always good. Like it's always definitely they have bangers there. Like there's a lot of food that we haven't had there.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of food that I just learned.
Well, they recently added a few things to their menu, too. But, I mean, I guess let's start off with drinks, what they have to drink there.
Well, for it's a full sure. Bar, full bar, but, like, nice. They have this thing. I don't even know if I can, like, look up what's in it, but they have the buy-and-buy.
Buy-and-buy is classic.
Their classic, like, straight-up, like, mason jar. Like, you have one of those and, like, a beer, and you're set.
Yeah.
It's, like, $10, $12 or something like
that. It's $11. It's with peach vodka, peach bourbon, lemon, cranberry juice, and soda in a mason jar. I mean, it's simple, but it's, like, sparkling fruit punch with some peach flavor. I think it's fantastic.
It's, like, it's definitely one of those where it's, like, a light pinkish color, but like it has like, yeah, that's a buy and buy, like for sure. Like you get there and it's definitely one of those where like, because it comes with like a paper straw, but like if you forget to drink it, which you will because it's so big. You're like, right. Oh, the straw's getting like really weak, and you have to like stir it in because they come with the lemons or whatever. And then so you're like, oh, I should probably drink this because I've had it so much where I'm like, I need to start drinking this.
Right.
Like I'll just like, we'll be playing games or we'll like get caught in like a conversation or like we're eating or whatever. And I'm like, oh, I still have like half this drink. And I'm like, let me swirl it up real quick. But I feel like that's like definitely the best drink there.
It's the best bang for your buck because you get, I mean, 32 ounces of it.
I feel like if I'm not driving, I'll get that for sure. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll definitely get that. Or like summertime. And it's like, yeah, I think I earned this treat.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, I feel like I just get like cheap beer there, which is always a good time.
Yeah, I was going to say they have a pretty good beer list, which is not on their website, but... they also always have like a $3 beer on tap, $3 or $4 beer, which is like sometimes it's Rainier or PBR, but also sometimes it's like a local like lager. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. You can get like a decent lager for $3.
I think the last time I went there, I don't think they have PBR anymore. Mm. I think they just had like a local beer. I totally forgot what it was, but I think it was like,
Yovu.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, sure, I'll try it. I'm like, whatever. Yeah. But I feel like they also have brunch there, which I've never tried.
Same. I know. We should go there for brunch sometime.
We need to go there for brunch. All right. It's a date.
All right. We're going.
But going back to I think the patio is like definitely like it's a win because like just because they converted their like parking. Mm-hmm. But like also you can go there like in the wintertime. And we've been there so many times when it was raining.
Right.
And like they have this like little like tent like. Insulated greenhouse area kinda and it's like covered
heaters.
It's like kind of covered but it's not, but like they have heaters and it's like really nice like in the winter. I'm like sweating.
Oh, I've been toasty in there.
Yeah, I'm like I'm kind of dying right
it's
now.
Nice. Yeah, and it's all like all picnic tables, so it's like a backyard kind of vibe. And you know, I think that they have some great appetizers too.
I'm on the menu right now. I'm like really hungry.
I like that the pretzel knots are really good.
The pretzel knots are really good. They come with that like the mustard and cashew cheese, which is super slappy.
Mm-hmm. And the edamame, I've had that one time too.
I didn't even know they had that until right now, like looking on the menu.
But for like when we go there to eat dinner, there's not a thing that I'm on there that's on the menu that I'm like, nah, you know what? It's not very good. I mean, I think my go-to is the buffalo soy curl wrap.
Yeah, that's obviously my go-to. I have like the weirdest FOMO because that's like definitely like my favorite thing on the menu. I've had it so many times. And every time that I've had it, I'm always just like, I have the weirdest thing of like, all right, I want something different. But if I don't want it, like if I don't feel it, I'm going to be like having instant regret of like, I should have got the buffalo wrap.
Yeah.
So like, usually what Jake and I will do, or like me and Gabe will do, is like depending on what they get, I'll be like, dude, divide and conquer for sure. Like literally like, hey, I'll get this if you get this and we can half it. So that way I can have best of both worlds. And
yeah.
Like next time, I don't think so. But I literally think that like the buffalo circle wrap is like the best, like one of the best meals.
I think it's the top thing on their menu.
The crazy thing is that I've had a conversation with Jake and I was like, yo, what is your like last meal request? And he mentioned that he wanted the buffalo sour curl wrap from By and By.
Yeah.
Like literally that's on his like that's this dying wish. Like
it's saucy, it's got the soy curls which are like chewy, like almost chickeny.
It's like the right amount of spice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's really basic because it's like a spinach wrap and then it has a soy curl, the buffalo soy curls, and then the ranch and then
tomatoes.
But like the best part about it is at the very end there's this like little pocket of just juices. Yeah. Like it's just marinated.
It's like a dessert bite.
Yeah. And it's like always at the end because it's like they come in two different things and like two different halves. And like you always like have one and you're like, they have chips and then like
those salty chips.
They get like a big pickle spear, which I always give away. You always eat those.
Oh, yeah.
But I never eat them. And I'm like, you want this? And then towards the end, I'm like, dude, the last few bites of that is so good that I'm like, all right, I'm going to eat the whole thing. Like,
yeah.
I always eat the whole thing.
I'm always like, I'll save for later. Then once you get halfway, you're like, I can't let it go.
It's too good. You're like, I can't wait until like 3 hours from now to eat this. Like,
right.
You might as well just go hard.
Yeah.
But I feel like all their food is like really good.
Yeah, the spaghetti meatballs. When I first went there, I was like, why are you going to go to a bar and get spaghetti meatballs? Big mistake.
Well, that's the thing, is that me and Jake have been talking about this for, like, I don't know, like 2 years now. Yeah. Like, I think we need to actually do this. But, like, we're always like, I have the biggest FOMO because I really want the Buffalo Circle wrap. I wish they sold it in halves. I'm like, hey, yeah. I love it so much.
Like, get a half and get a soup and a sandwich.
I might just get both pasta next time. And like, a wrap. Spend way too much money here. But, like, I mean, they're all like reasonable price, like $11, $12 for whatever on the menu. But the spaghetti is like one of those where it comes with like a little garlic bread and like it looks bomb. Like, does it come with meatballs?
Yeah. With meatballs. And garlic bread, almond parmesan. I mean,
see, I can't have it with Gabe because she can't have it.
Right.
She can't have that. So I'm always just like, oh, I really want this. But then like the last few times we've been making excuses, we're like, it's too hot. That spaghetti. Like it's like 80, 90 degrees out. Like I don't have a bowl of spaghetti, hot pipe and spaghetti, please. Like,
right.
Sounds gross.
But they have other bowls. They have like a barbecue Brussels bowl, peanut broccoli bowl. They have a barbecue platter now, which is new.
That one was like, like I was telling you earlier, like we ordered food and then they brought it out to us and it was like this huge plate and we didn't order it. And we're like, yo, what is that? And they're like, oh, you're not number 24 or whatever? And we're like, no, I don't think so. And we're like, leave it.
Leave it.
Cause like we all could have like, it was like me, Matt, Emily and Gabe. And like, we all could have like, cause it's vegan. So everyone can just like munch on it.
Yeah.
And it looked bomb, dude.
Barbecue tofu, collard greens, black eyed peas with garlic bread. That sounds smacky.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's like $14 or something. I think it's like one of the specials.
Okay.
But I feel like definitely like all of their food is like really good. The By and By burger,
One
smacks so hard. All right, so
they always have a cheesecake, and then they have a dream cakes, which is like when I see if it's a good flavor up on the wall, I'm like, yeah, I'm not a big dessert guy. If you go out to like a place, like I'll see the dessert menu. No, I'm not that kind of guy. Here, yeah. I'll get it almost every time.
Yeah, I feel like I'm the same way. Like, I've never had a dream cake, so like you and Allie always bring this up, and I'm always like, I don't know what that is.
It's so good. It's the biggest slice of cake, too. For $7, it's 100% worth it.
I feel like everyone has, like, their guilty pleasure or, like, their, like, dessert of choice or whatever, but I feel like definitely one of those where I'm like, if you guys got it, I'm like, I'll try a bite.
Yeah.
I'll see what's up.
They, like, I've had the chocolate peanut butter before. My favorite one was a chai... no, I don't know what the cake was. Espresso chai? Like a dirty chai? Or like, I don't know. But it was like delicious. I wanted to eat the whole thing myself, but I gotta share.
Yeah, but sometimes you can treat yourself.
Yeah.
I think like the only thing I haven't really tried is like the Weeping Tiger, and it's like a sandwich.
Oh, it's like a big slab of tofu.
Tofu cutlets.
Mm-hmm.
And it like looks interesting, but it also looks like one of those where I'm like, what else you got?
Would it be your favorite? Yeah.
Would it be my favorite? Like, I'm so picky. Like, I mean, like, I'm a sucker for the meatball sub. Like, I don't care how basic it is. It's just, like, if any place has a meatball sub, I'm willing to try it.
You're a meatball boy.
And I think, like, they do, like, a really good job of, like, having veggie meatballs and, like, everything's vegan, you know? So, like, the only thing is, like, it comes in the baguette. You know,
right?
And I'm a texture person, so I'm like, I don't really like crunchy, which is like unheard of because I know people are like, oh my god, you're a monster.
Yeah, you want that soft roll.
We tried to get the soft roll one time and the person did not care for my request, so I was like, hey, I know there's soft rolls, so is it okay instead of making the bread crunchy, can you make it soft? And they're like, I think we can do that. I'm like, I think you can too.
It's bread.
Like, it wasn't hard, but also I feel like when I asked for it, I was kind of like, I had a few drinks in me, you know. Yeah. So I probably like,
give me that soft roll.
Hey, give me that. I like it soft, you know. Like, I probably was like weird about it, but like I was like, I thought like in my head, I thought I did a good job ordering it, and then when I finally got it, I was like, I don't think they got it. Like, I remember like splitting it with you, and I was like, that was not good.
Yeah.
But like,
well, last time though, we got the Italian.
Dude, that was me and you divided so and conquered good.
What
do you think of that?
Oh yeah, I would have got the whole thing of that. It was like it was just like an Italian sub, but it was so good. The sauce was good. The meats were good.
Yeah. Well, like, what is it? It's a tofurkey and field roast slices, chow cheese, and like it's just like a really basic Italian, but it's like also
soft roll, maybe. Though.
Oh, it comes with pepper cheese?
Yeah. It says pepperoncini is twice on the menu.
I think that one was like...
That's a win.
That one's like a far second place for sure.
Far
like,
second? You mean close second.
Far second. It's really far. Like, I'm sorry, but Buffalo Sorco Wrap, I'll die for one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are so good that like every time I get one, I'm always like, it was
It's a hard decision. You're like, I get it every time. You're like, but should I do it again?
Yeah, but also... It's worth it. Like, I think I'll just get like three things next time and be like, all right, cool.
Honestly, maybe we should just cater our wedding with Buffalo Sorco Wraps.
Everyone gets one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like,
no six, choice. That's all you get.
I'm sorry. This is my wedding and we're getting Buffalo Sorco Wraps. I think my only complaint would be where's the merch at?
I know.
Where's the merch at? I would totally rock I would a rep buy and buy t-shirt.
Some buy and buy stuff for sure.
I think that's like my only like merc about the place.
Yeah, I would definitely wear something like a cool cap or a sweatshirt or something like that. I'd rock that all day.
Yeah,
because it's like definitely one of our favorites in Portland.
I think we definitely need to. It sounds like we need to hit up the brunch. Sounds like we've ordered like mostly everything.
I think so. Yeah. Maybe we should go talk to our boy Oscar, the bartender. And see if
we go way back.
Yeah.
But how many?
I don't think he knows us, but we go there too often.
Like,
so.
Excuse me. You should know Remember me by me? You should know me no? by now.
All right, it's okay.
But how many stars would you give?
Well, out of 10 buy and buys.
Oh, we're going 10? I thought we were doing 5.
Well.
Oh, you're going 10?
I'm going 10 for
oh,
this
crazy.
One.
Okay,
we'll I think 10. We can switch it up anytime we want.
It's like normally 10 or 5.
Yeah, so...
I think 17. Let's go like, what?
All right. Out of 17 buy-and-buys, I'm going to say 16 buy-and-buys.
Ooh.
Like the drink.
Okay.
Which sounds extremely dangerous.
Yeah, that sounds like you would actually die.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a limit on how many buy-and-buys you can drink. I want to say it's 2.
Yeah.
For like, just to be safe, I feel like 2 and you'd be like, I'm done.
I'd probably just be full, too.
Yeah, I think 2 and like, I'd be like, I'm like 2... 2 at like 4 p.m. and you're like, I'm gonna go to sleep for the rest of the day. I think for me, are we doing 17? Are we
I
doing
mean, you
10?
Can pick whatever you want.
You know, I'll do 10.
Okay.
I'll do 10, but I think, yeah, a good 9.
Yeah?
I don't know why I shouldn't give it a 10, actually.
I mean, you could do that if you wanted to.
Merch.
Merch.
That's
yeah, that's true.
If they
yeah.
have merch, it'd be a 10.
All right. Well, maybe
one
buy and buy should get some merch.
We'll just go there later tonight. Like, excuse me.
Have a buy and buy.
Listen
and be
to
like,
our podcast. We reviewed you, but where's my merch at?
We'll shout him out on Instagram. Love you, buy and buy. We'll be back all the time because we can't.
Probably tonight.
Yeah. Maybe we'll go
I'm
after
really
we finish
hungry.
Recording this.
I've said it's. I'm sweaty and hungry.
Well, all right. Thank you so much for tuning in. Check us out on Instagram. We have new merch out. Don't forget about it. There's t-shirts on our website, beanieboys.com. So we'll see you guys next time. Peace.
Bye. Oh, it's a dog.